we were talking out here at Reasons this morning about the Fred Ruth situation, and sadly, although it sounds like by a miracle he is maybe passed clean to his life and recovering, nevertheless, Fred Ruth could be anybody's father or grandfather living out here in this greater rural community. And, you know, we were all just looking at a way to say, you know, what can we do besides be concerned and protect ourselves individually? Let's talk about protecting the community. So I was thinking about Crime Stoppers, and I saw from the website and the public announcements that we had a $1,000 reward on Crime Stoppers, and I was wondering if and how and why not that could not be more money. So I decided to call Sheriff Staley this morning, and we've had two or three conversations on the subject, and he's very enlightened with the idea that myself and some others are trying to put together, and that is just simply raise a larger sum of money for reward that would lead to the arrest of the offenders. So what we've come up with is a campaign called Friends of Fred. And what we're after here is over the next 24 hours, we call it the 100 by 100. We need 100 people to donate $100 apiece to the Friends of Fred campaign for a $10,000 reward. This tools and gives our law enforcement a caveat that someone out there in this circle of life that functions this way will rat out someone that they know is involved with this crime. And Sheriff Staley is very enlightened with this idea. He's even gone so far as to open up the Sheriff's Department to collect the funds. They will secure the funds in a special account. These funds need to be mailed to the Mercer County Sheriff's Department at 906 Southwest 3rd Street or dropped off there in Alito, Illinois. Make the checks out to Friends of Fred. And the Sheriff's Department will see to it that you will get a receipt. Maybe it's in your office. Five people each put in $20. Two families each put in $50 in an envelope. But we need 100 people, 100 envelopes to come in with $100 to show these type of offenders that this time you've offended the wrong folks. This isn't a movie. It's not Twitter. This is real, and good community people are hurting. But we need to show them that we are one community wide. And anyone that knew Fred and that know Fred and knew Arlene Ruth, she taught for many years in the Biola and Rock Ridge area. These are real people, passionate about their community, and we are going to step up as a community and let these offenders know that we're out to watch ourselves, and they're not welcomed here.